Now, assuming that you've made up your mind that you're going to really be serious about trying to grow to be what Jesus wants you to be, let me remind you of a couple of things here. It won't happen instantly. It's going to take some time. It's not going to be fast. It's going to be a slow process. And for you, as a kid, that can be extremely frustrating. But you have to decide that as hard as it is, you're going to try to see things like God does. You're going to try to see things from God's point of view. Take the long-range view of things and realize that it may take time. I know we live in a world and in a society where if we want to watch TV, we just hit the button on the remote control and it's on. Bingo, just like that. We don't have to wait at all. If we get hungry, there's usually something laying around that we can grab and eat, and we don't feel hungry anymore. Or if we're thirsty, we can grab something to drink, and we don't feel thirsty anymore. We can satisfy so many things that we want instantly. But listen carefully. Growing in Jesus is not that way. It takes time. It takes work. It takes effort. Now, there are other things in life kind of like this. You may, for example, be interested in sports. You may play some sports at school. Or you may be interested in really good grades. You're going to do your best in school to get the very best grades you can. I hope that you've made that decision. But if that's the case, you know that in order to be an athlete, or in order to make good grades and be a good student, you have to work at it. You have to discipline yourself. You have to practice when you'd rather not practice. You have to study when you'd rather not study. That's an important characteristic to learn right now in your life. There are times when you have to do what you don't want to do because you know it's good for you and because you know that in the long run, you'll be glad you did it. Many of the best things we do for God are that way. You may not at the moment feel like doing it, but if you decide you're going to do it, and then you do it, you look back and say, I'm so glad that I disciplined myself. I'm so glad that I did the right thing, even though it took effort and work and time. But this will not be easy. There'll be many things out there that will be appealing to you. You'll want to do them instead because it's the easy way. It's maybe a little more fun at the moment, but it brings problems down the road. Some of you may remember a little book called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. Have you ever read that book? It's part of the Chronicles of Narnia. If you've ever read that book, you may remember a little story in that book where Edmund had met the Wicked Witch. And she was going to use Edmund to accomplish her purposes for evil. And she asked him what he wanted, and he said he wanted something called Turkish Delight. Do you remember that story? That was a kind of candy. And so she gave him all the Turkish Delight just that he wanted there for a while, and he just kept eating it and eating it and eating it, and he was begging for more, and she said, you'll get more later. And then he had to go back where the other children were. And when he got to the other children, they were eating a very healthy, good meal, good food. But he didn't have an appetite for it. And C.S. Lewis said something like this. He said, nothing spoils the taste of good, ordinary food like bad magic food. I thought it was a good story because it illustrates what Satan can do in our life by giving us a lot of junk food that ruins our appetite for God's good food. Let me give you an example. There are a lot of television programs that are not necessarily bad in themselves, but they're not very good for you either. They're kind of like junk food. Now, there are some programs out there that are more like poison. They're ugly. They're bad. Jesus hates those things. But there's some that are not necessarily bad. But if you're not careful, even good TV programs can keep you from having an appetite to grow and do the things that God wants you to do. Same thing with listening to certain kinds of music or watching certain kinds of movies. Some of them are not too bad. Some of them are awful. And as a Christian, you need to learn to say no to the things that are ugly and awful and disgusting that Jesus would not like. But sometimes you have to say no to the good ones too, because they get in the way of your spiritual growth. It takes discipline. Listening to this CD just by itself is not enough. Listening to a preacher preach on Sunday morning is not enough. You've got to make some decisions yourself to grow, to do what needs to be done, to get strong in Jesus. And you've got to say no to some television programs and some other stuff that can seem kind of tasty at the time, but it ruins your appetite for the things of God. Learn to be disciplined. It just so happens that God has given us an incredible example in the world of His creation to help us learn lessons like this one, the importance of hard work and making the tough decision and doing things sometimes the hard way instead of the easy way in order to please Him. You've probably studied in maybe school science classes how caterpillars become butterflies. It's one of the most amazing creations of God. Of course, these little caterpillars are crawling around like little worms. And then there comes a time when there's something in its little tiny brain that says it's time to spin a cocoon. And that caterpillar, programmed by God, spins a cocoon. And it wraps itself up in that cocoon. And it stays there as if it were dead, almost, for a long time. But you know what God's plan for that caterpillar is. There comes a point in time when it starts working its way out of that cocoon. It takes a lot of work, but it works its way out of that cocoon, and finally it comes out and it's a beautiful butterfly and it can fly. It's an incredible transformation. In science we call it metamorphosis. It's an incredible change that God caused to happen in the life cycle of this butterfly. And God created this amazing little creature to teach us some valuable lessons about life. I remember reading about a man one time who was watching a caterpillar actually become a butterfly, and it was breaking out of its cocoon to get into the world as a butterfly. And as he was watching that butterfly struggle to get out of that cocoon, he felt sorry for the butterfly, because it seemed that the butterfly was having to work so hard and struggle so hard to get free. And he thought, I'm going to make it a little easier for this butterfly. So he took a penknife, a real sharp knife, and very carefully he cut the cocoon away from the butterfly to make it easier for the butterfly to get out. He did it very carefully so he wouldn't hurt the butterfly. Well, sure enough, he did make it easy for the butterfly to get out, but when the butterfly got out, the man realized, to his horror, that the butterfly couldn't fly. It had undeveloped wings. The wings didn't have the strength to fly. He learned later that the way a butterfly gets the strength to fly is by putting forth the enormous amount of effort that it takes to get out of the cocoon. And God wants us to learn a lesson from that. There are some wonderful blessings He has in store for us out in the future. But the only way to get there is through some serious effort, serious work, hard choices, not taking the easy way out, doing the right thing even when it's tough. And God uses that to develop our wings, to make us where we can be useful to Him, where we can be all that He wants us to be. Be willing to be disciplined. Don't always be looking for the easy way out. Remember, the way to God's greatest blessings will often be through hard work, personal sacrifice, discipline, and effort. But God will richly reward you. Make up your mind. You're going to do the right thing and spend the time and the energy and the effort to grow as a Christian.